Stark, this is a recording on Ernest Van Hoos. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T. Van Hoos, V-A-N-H-O-O-S-E. Date of birth is 12-13-43. Date of birth is 12-13-43. Date of birth is 8-15-25. Please make a copy for Geraldo Melo. H-A-R-O-L-D-O, Geraldo Melo, M-E-L-O, M-D. Next paragraph, dear Geraldo, thank you for sending Ernest Van Hoos for primary evaluation. Next paragraph, fifth present illness. This is a 81-year-old male who has a past history of snoring and apnea, has previously been diagnosed to have obstructive sleep apnea with a sleep study done in Virginia more than 10 years ago. The patient, however, does not use the CPAP machine presently and needs to have a new polysomnogram. He has gained weight. He has also a history of coronary artery disease and has been treated for hypertension. The patient tries to exercise every day. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history for right knee tendonitis. He also has history for appendectomy in 2010, tonsillectomy in 1950. He had a hyperextension injury to his left knee in 1988, following which he has had chronic problems with the right knee. I'm sorry, with the left knee. The history of coronary angiography and stenting, and he has hyperlipidemia and degenerative arthritis. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies, but has environmental allergies. Next, habits, patient smoked one pack per day for 15 years and then quit in 1984. Alcohol use moderate. Next paragraph, family history, father died of cancer metastatic to the abdomen. And mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph. Med list included Plavix 75 milligrams daily, Acerdil ER 30 milligrams daily, Lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, Atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, Meloxicam 7.5 milligrams BID, and 7.5 milligrams daily, and Metoprolol 25 milligrams BID. Paroxetine 10 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had some weight loss. No fever or fatigue. No. He has cataracts. and no glaucoma. He has had sore throat and hoarseness, and no urinary frequency burning. He has hay fever, and denies shortness of breath, wheezing, or cough. He has no heartburn, he has heartburn but no rectal bleeding or diarrhea, and no constipation. He has no chest pain but has some jaw pains, no calf muscle pains. He has anxiety attacks, and he has easy bruising. He has muscle stiffness, left knee pain, and no headaches, but has numbness of the extremities, and no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This well-built elderly white male is alert. Mildly tachypneic, his blood pressure is 130/80. Pulse 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.8. Weight is 246, saturation is 93. HEND announced pharynx pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the centrally clear lung fills. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves, ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next, paragraph, impression number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, hyperlipidemia. Number 4, degenerative arthritis. Number 5 is coronary artery disease, status post stenting. And number 6 is exogenous obesity. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a polysomnographic study. Also get a CT of the chest and a complete PFT. He will continue weight loss and regular exercise, and was advised to come in for a follow-up here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Geraldo Melo, M-E-L-O, Geraldo, H-A-R-O-L-D-O. Thank you, Dr. Susan.